Got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of St. John, chapter number 15. St. John, chapter number 15. St. John, chapter number 15, verse number 1. It says, I am the true vine. My Father's a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except you abide in the vine. No more can you except ye abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. I want to read that verse number 5 again. I am the vine, ye the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Branch can't live apart from the vine. Neither can you and I apart from him. Now I want to try to share a few moments. I don't know. Might just be a few moments, a few minutes. On the very thought, for without me, ye can do nothing. And I was reading, may read it in a moment, where the Apostle Paul said, not only can't you do anything, but he said, he want nothing. Neither you and I. For without him, we nothing. For without him, we can do nothing. I don't want to be without him. I don't want to live without him. I certainly don't want to die without him. Would you let's pray. Father, we know how much we need you. You've shown it to us, and I pray you continue to do so. Without you, Father, we are absolutely helpless and hopeless. Oh God, we can't do nothing. We move and have our being and breathe and move because of you. And I pray that you'd quicken us now. Not only us, but every heart and every life and every one that's here this morning. We hear this morning because of you. Our Father, I pray that you'd breathe on your word this morning. Speak to us and through us. And God will thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' sweet name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Well, you probably heard me quote a lot of times a verse of scripture in the book of Philippians. I believe it's 4:13. I believe it says, I can do all things through Christ, who strengtheneth me. Now I want to say that's two different verses, isn't it? But it's telling us the truth. Without him, we can absolutely do nothing, be nothing, we're not nothing. But with him, we can do all things. But it's always through Christ, who strengtheneth us. But you know, without Christ, We can't do anything. Listen, we absolutely nothing. In Romans chapter number 7 and verse number 18. Hallelujah. Let's look at it. Romans 7:18 says something. I want to read it. Romans 7:18 says, I know that in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. So Paul is saying in this flesh is no good thing. He said, I'm nothing. If you look at another verse, I believe it's over in Galatians. Turn into the book of Galatians. Chapter number 6, verse number 3. Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 3. Says, if a man thinking himself to be something, when he is what? Nothing. He deceiveth himself. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Apart from Christ, we absolutely nothing. We don't even need to think that we're something. Apostle Paul said, he said, if any man thinketh in himself that he's something. Folks, we got a lot of that today, but I want to tell you something. We absolutely nothing. Amen. Well, that's what we see through the Bible. We see it in the book of Isaiah, when Isaiah said, woe is me. You know, when he said it, we got a glimpse of eternity. We got a glimpse of the one that's sitting upon the throne. He saw him. And he said when he saw him and got and listened and saw what God really was and saw who he really was. You know what he said when he saw him on the throne and saw him lifted up high? You know what he said? He said, woe is me, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. That's how he saw himself. I'm going to tell you something. If we ever see ourselves as really something, I'll tell you what we need to get. We need to get a fresh glimpse of him. Because we really see ourselves in who we really are. Listen, outside of him, outside of Christ, we need to be like Isaiah was. But Isaiah said, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. He said, woe is me. Why? Because he got to see the Lord in his holiness and his righteousness as God is. So the Apostle Paul said, if a man thinketh himself to be something, listen, he said, when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself. Listen, that's why without Christ, you're in bad condition. Without Christ, there's no hope. Without Christ, listen, you can't do anything about the sin problem. Without Christ, you can't even do anything about the self problem. Listen, self will rule, self will reign, and sin will rule, and sin will reign. Without Christ, there's not anything we, listen, can do without him. Thank God for Jesus. Listen, the Bible says it talks about those. The Apostle Paul talked about him in the book of Romans. He said they go about establishing their own righteousness. He said they're ignorant of God's righteousness and going about establishing their own righteousness. He said they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. That's it. That's what's happened today. So without Christ, you can't establish no righteousness. Without Christ, you can't be righteous. Without Christ, you can't. That's what he's saying. He said, no, you can't establish your own. You can't get good enough. You can't get educated enough. You can't do this enough. You can't do good works good enough. He said, it's not there. And so we think that we can and think ourselves good and think ourselves righteousness and establish our own. Paul said, won't happen. Can't happen. God said it couldn't and it won't happen. And so we see in the Word of God, without him, you can't deal with that sin problem. Without him, listen, there's no forgiveness of sins outside of Christ. Without Christ, we can absolutely do nothing about our condition. I'll be honest with you. For a long time, I said, I'm good as everybody. I'm good as some people I know that claim to be Christians. You ever done that? That's before I got converted. You know what I found out one night? God showed me. The Holy Ghost came in that service that night. He showed me it wasn't about them. It's about me. I was lost and undone. Couldn't do nothing about it. I couldn't do a thing. Listen, I could do nothing about it. I couldn't justify myself. I couldn't forgive myself. I couldn't establish my own righteousness. I couldn't do, listen, try to live as good as somebody else is living. That wouldn't do no good. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. No! It wasn't in that. I could do nothing to help myself. I could absolutely do nothing outside of Christ. So if a man thinketh himself to be something. You know what God said? What the Word of God? You know, we really think, sometimes people think they just get on top of the ladder. They rise to the top. And they really something now. I don't care if it's you or I, who has got to that place thinking that? There's absolutely nothing to it. There's nothing to it. You know what? He even tells us, if you look in the Word of God, in one of the Gospels, it talks about those that come in, you know, a certain place, and he said, you better take the lowest seat. Don't get set up in the highest seat. Because somebody, and he may, the Lord, the one that's in rule and authority, may come and say, hey, bud, get down yonder. What's the best thing to do? Take the low seat and he may come and exalt you. That's what it talks about, humbling ourselves before the Lord. But without Christ, we can't do nothing. You'll never be saved apart from him. You'll never have forgiveness of sins. You'll never have that peace and joy and strength that only comes from him. You can't do it. If you could have, he died in vain. But he didn't die in vain. He couldn't. There wasn't no hope. We didn't have no hope. We couldn't help ourselves. You can't pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. It won't work. You say, why won't it? Well, when you're trying to pull up, you're pulling up and it's pulling down at the same time. You're not going nowhere. That's the same way it is trying to get out of your sins. That's the same way it is trying to save ourselves. And listen, and try to establish our own righteousness and go by it. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work at all. But you know what I like about it? We nothing, but thank God he's everything. Woo! He's everything. He said, preacher, you're talking about we ain't nothing as long as I don't know where I'll ever be something. You can be something in him. He's everything. He's everything. Glory to God. He's everything we need. He's everything that we ever desire. He's everything, thank God. He is sufficient. My Lord is sufficient. Without him, can't do nothing. That's not the end of the story. I could go on with that. But with him, Paul said, I can do all things. Hey, I like that. I like the measure of it. Not little things or some things, but all things. I'm going to tell you something. God got something for you to do. He'll equip you for it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I had to depend on him every day. You know how I can get up here? It ain't in my own strength, I can tell you. It's not. Because without him, I can't do it. But you know what I stand on? Same thing you and I both need to stand on. First of all, without Christ, we can't. But secondly, with him, I can. You got a test, you don't know where you can perform or not. Huh? I can do all things. That's a measure of everything that may come along your path that God wants you to do. Now, if you haul off and go and try to do something God don't want you to do, you may be on your own. But if it's in the will of God, I can assure you, you can do it by the grace of God. I testify the fact. I've come against some things, Brother Donnie, come up some things, say, how in the world am I going to handle that? How am I going to do that? How am I going to do it? I'll never forget the first. Since then, there's been hundreds of them, but the first funeral, Brother Donnie, I was supposed to do and did do. I thought to myself, what in the world am I going to do? How am I going to do it? But you know what the Holy Ghost said? Look to me. Look to Jesus. You know what I found out? He's always there to help you. He'll do the same for you. When I was in the English class, I'm going to just testify a little bit now. I still don't do very English very good. But I'd rather take the whipping. If they'd give me the choice of taking a whipping, paddling, of getting up in front of a class and giving a speech, I'd say, give me the whipping. You say, well, I don't believe that. That's so. Then that's why you said, did you argue with God? I argued with God. When he started calling, I knew he was calling me to preach. I thought I'd get away from him, run from him, get around him. I said, not me, Lord. You know him well. Aren't you mistaken? He don't make no mistakes. I'm trying to share with you the fact. You may say, I can't do something. God may want you to witness to somebody. He may want you to get that word out and read it to him and preach to him a little bit. Teach him. Explain to him. He may want you to teach. He may want you to sing. He may want you to do a lot of things. Can I tell you something? I can do whatever it is God wants me to do. How? What's the manner of it? Hey, the manner of it is it's by faith and it's through his sweet, sweet Spirit. Hallelujah. Did you know? You said, I don't know what to say. You know what the good book says? Open your mouth when the time comes and he'll give you the words to say. I believe that. He will. I can do all things. I can be what God wants me to be through Christ. See, here's the secret to it. And the message of it is through Christ, which strengthens me. Where does the strength come from? Where does the zeal come from? Where does the faith come from? I'll tell you where the faith comes from. It's a gift of God. Where does the strength come from? It comes from God. God's got the power. God's got the strength. He said you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And you receive that strength. You receive that power. Comes from God. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthen you. He'll equip you. Yes, he will. He got the power. God's got it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. We're not to trust in our own righteousness. We're not to trust in our own strength. But we're to trust in His, and it's through His strength, His power, His grace, with which we know is all sufficient. We can. You've heard Dole say it. I can't, couldn't, never do nothing. I can. I can. I can. Can you? You can. with God's strength. He will supply it. Yes, my Lord will supply that need. Glory to God. Yes, He will. My Lord will do that if you yield to Him. He's got the strength. He's got the power. He's got the grace. Paul said he learned one thing, not to trust in himself, but he learned to trust in Him who loved me, saved me, gave me that grace and strength that we need, the love of God. What a Savior. We nothing, He's everything. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. Hallelujah. Without Him, we weak, we helpless, we hopeless. You don't believe it? Ask Samson. People thought Samson was muscled up like some of them. He's trying to get muscled up today. I was watching news the other day, and they come out with a advertising something. It's showing how they could pick up so many 100 pounds. Somebody said, Samson must have really worked out. No, he didn't. Where did Samson get his power from? From God. When he laid his head in the lap of Delilah, listen, and she called him to cut his hair that God said not cut. It was a token of his vow. When he lost his power. And you know where we've lost our power in the church today? She's the type of the world. We've laid our heads, the church has, in the lap of the world. And we've lost our source of our power. And folks, without the power, Samson got up. She said, the Philistines upon you. He got up and shook himself. And he was going to do as he'd done before. But it was the power of the Spirit of God that was upon him. That's where his strength was coming from. Was a power, the source. It was the Holy Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, was upon Samson when he got up and killed all those, slayed them many. They couldn't bind him, they couldn't do anything with him because God was on him. But when the Spirit of the Lord left him, the Spirit, that power left him, he got up and shook himself. But he found out he was weak as other men, when a bit stronger than they were. They bound him, plucked his eyes out, and put him to the mill grinding. But you know what he did? He ground for a while, a long time. But he asked God for that strength one more time. God gave it to him. But he went down with him. Push those pillars out from under where all those people were that day. And he come tumbling down upon them all. He slew more in his death than he did in his life. But folks, I want to tell you something. Just as Samson was helpless in what God had for him to do, without the Spirit, we that helpless without Him. You can't live for God in this dark, sin-cursed world without His help. You can't serve God without His power. You can't, neither can I. But what I want to say is, we can't. As helpless as Samson was, without the Spirit on him, we're that helpless without His strength upon us. But with Him, we can live and serve Him, His strength. I can. Without Him, I'm nothing. Without Him, I can do nothing. Without Him, I can do nothing about any of these problems and situations. But thank God with Him,
I can do all things. So I'm not dwelling on being without Him no more. I'm dwelling on with Him. With Christ. That's how I live. That's how we all need to live. That we can do all things with Christ. Would you stand with me? There's hope in Christ. There's strength in Christ.